The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the... Yeah, turn me down. Wow. Whoever's had those things up. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 here on the 18th of September, 2018. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. And good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Linda's on still in recovery mode here from last week's bronchitis and all that. Came in yesterday and ran around like she does all day trying to get things done, and then she gets tired. And, you know, it starts to come back. I said, have you finished your medicine yet? No. Okay, don't move. Today, weather, widespread haze, patchy smoke before 11 a.m. Smoke, I wonder where that's coming from. Before 11 a.m., sunny with a high near 86, north-northwest winds around 6 p.m. becoming calm. Tonight, widespread haze before 11 p.m. and patchy smoke. On Wednesday, sunny with a high near 90, north winds 6 to 9 miles per hour. Wednesday night, mostly clear around with a low around 58. Thursday, sunny with a high near 93. And Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 70. Friday, sunny with a high near 92. And Friday night, a low of 59. Sunny Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy with a low around 57. Gosh, you know, it doesn't look like there's any rain in the forecast. But the weather reports are brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Based out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Chuck and Judy Kinney have won awards for hiring veterans there at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Delta Fire, 81% contained, and which is cool. Because I think the Hearst fire is completely contained, and, of course, the car fire is completely contained. We have sporadic little fires breaking out from catalytic converters that was up there on in the outskirts of Reading, but they got that put out. What's the air quality index look like, Ashley?
So we have several different stations across Reading. One says 154, and another says 13. So we
have... The 154 is downtown?
Yes.
And the 13 is at Turtle Bay around it, that area?
It's a Palisadro.
Hmm.
So not Palisadro itself is reading at 4, and the 13 is about halfway between downtown and Palisadro.
Okay, well, if you want a good breath of air, hop in your car with your mask on, drive out to Palisadro, and roll down the window as you're driving through Palisadro and put your head out the window.
Yeah.
Force that air into your lungs. Blow that other stuff out. But 151, considering the 50 is healthy, 151 is not that great, but it's not that 400, 500, or 700 that we've had. And somebody I have as our first guest, Judy Flores, is our superintendent of the Shasta County Office of Education. So you're the Wattosh of all the school districts here in Shasta County. Is that right, Judy?
Well, we give guidance and support to all the school districts and charter schools in Shasta County.
You ever slap them down? Come on.
No.
Never. Okay, now I've been trying to get Judy on. Judy has a gatekeeper named Robin. You know what? In the, you know, I don't know, 1,000 years ago, she would have been one of those shield maidens or gladiator because she is tough to get by. But she's got your. But she's worked with me so much, because you start at 7 in the morning, most of the time.
Most of the time, yeah. And if not before.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And then, so you know, when we see the superintendent of school of the Shasta County Office of Education, but there's also superintendents throughout Shasta County.
Mm-hmm.
So can you explain that? How
sure.
that works?
Sure. So every school district, we have 25 school districts in Shasta County, and each district has a superintendent. We have some of our smallest districts have a combination of superintendent who's also the principal, so they take on various roles depending on the size of the district.
Do they get double pay?
No, that would not
okay.
be true.
I'm just wondering. Okay, so we have 25 superintendents, and of course I have to bring this up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I bring it up every time. Why do we need 25 superintendents?
Well, each...
Because that's... I mean, Because when you go and you look at the photos, I mean, I think that's a fair question.
Sure.
We have you, and you are so competent. And I'm not saying the rest of them aren't, but 25 separate little ideas. And this is my district. Your district is 43 students, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do have a few examples in the county where one superintendent is in charge of more than one district. So Rob Adams is the mm-hmm. superintendent of Reading, but he's also the superintendent of Shasta Union Elementary as well as Igo Ono. And then Clay Ross, who has been the superintendent for Columbia School District this year, has a contract to also be the superintendent of Mountain Union School District. So we do have some examples where they are sharing services.
But there's still 25 of them.
There's 25 different districts in Shasta County.
Have you ever heard of this anywhere else in the world?
Well, there are, in California, almost half of the districts are small. So we're not unique in that regard. You know, many of our small districts have been in place since before 1900. And so, you know, there's challenges with trying to...
Since electricity's come to the schools, you know, we may be open for change here.
And that's a school board decision. That is not my decision.
Is that a school board being the school board of that individual district?
That's correct.
You know, Memphis... As you know, has got like 18 million students in one superintendent.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody ever done a cost savings? Mm-hmm. I'm sure we have.
Yeah.
A cost savings if we had just like one supervisor and then you had strong principal. I mean, you had your principals there.
Mm-hmm.
But everything kind of be funneled through the county like most places are?
Mm-hmm. Probably 7 or 8 years ago, Tom Marmolino, superintendent at the time, brought up an organization to do some of those studies. And there was a look both in the South County as well as in the eastern part of the county to take a look at those cost savings. That information was shared with school district
mm-hmm.
Boards. And they had the opportunity to weigh in on whether or not to pursue that. And in both of those areas, the decision by the local school boards was not to pursue it.
Why do you think that is?
I mean, there's a lot in the
Marine Corps. We used to have our own little individual clerks. Of course, we didn't have enough really good clerks. We made grunts clerks. You can imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved it up to the battalion level. And then we moved it to the regimental level where we had, you know, so everything was funneled up admin-wise to one spot, and it works great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we still have that one person, you know, where we need them mm-hmm. Instead of three. I mean, it saved manpower and money.
Mm-hmm. I came from Hayward Unified, so uh-huh. I understand the idea of a larger district. I taught there uh-huh. in 1985 to 1990, and it was a district of 28,000 students, and it was one district.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, we have less students in Shasta County than that. We're at 27,000, little over 27,000. And so, but I think coming from the vantage point of board members, there's this fear of their influence and control being lost as they become one of a larger system.
Well, Russell Hunt is running for a school board. Mm-hmm. Russell Hunt wins. Is that somebody we want in charge?
You know, that's not something I'm going to weigh in on.
Okay.
So.
I'm just kidding. I'm just saying is that, and I don't mean it like that. You know, don't take offense there, Russell. But if we're having, I'm just saying is that you are a person of, you obviously have it all together. You know, I've watched you for over, you know, a couple of years. And it just seems to me is that we're spending so much money and duplicating so many things that, you know, it's not that their education is going to get worse, is it? I mean, it wouldn't. Their education is not going to change that, except maybe it even open up more avenues. All right. Hey, I have one other question here before we go for a break.
Mm-hmm.
Terry, hang on till we get on this. I think I miswrote something yesterday. Mm-hmm. I said that our test scores were going down. But that, after I wrote that, and I looked at one piece of documentation. I looked at another one. Was I wrong on that?
So are you referring to state test scores? I didn't see what you posted.
I just said test scores are going down. Mm-hmm. The state test scores, are they going down? Or are they holding there? Because I saw a couple of them that were up.
So the state test scores for last spring are not yet out. So they typically are out the end of August. Mm-hmm. And in contacting last week, I contacted Carrick Ashley from the California Department of Education to ask, you mm-hmm. know, what's the holdup? But they've not yet been released for this year, so we don't have a comparison. But a year ago, they were on the upward trend.
Okay, and that's I'm not sure which. I think it just had a had by county the scores. Mm-hmm. I did see some where it was like half of the people were had not reached a level or way below the level in several schools. Mm-hmm. And English seems to be a problem on some of those. Is that because we're running into English as a second language? Or
in California, that's definitely the case. In Shasta County, that's not the case at all. We have less than 5% are English learners in Shasta County.
Okay.
And our English results are much higher than our math results
really?
Here locally.
I will give you I'll pull that thing up and tell you what it was.
Okay.
But it had us in like 7. If you go from 0 to 10, you know, you're category 5 mm-hmm. and 6, things like that. And it gives those things.
Okay.
Anyway, hey, I'm here with Judy Flores, who is the superintendent of all the schools in Shasta County. And we're going to come back. We've got people on the line wanting to ask questions. But we also want to talk about the fire and what you all have done about the fire. And we'll be right back after these messages.
This is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Redding,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
that doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
And now back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Lions Heated and Air. Over a quarter of a century of great, great service, voted best in the North State. They're there for you, whatever it is, whatever it takes. 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Speaking of great people, let's talk about Wild Rose Ranch. You know, everybody goes, who's Wild Rose Ranch? They are a ranch out in town. They listen to us. They brought me those Asian pears. You know, it's like those. Have you seen them in the stores? They're like $8 a piece. Brought me a whole bag of them. And I thought, so much. Thank you so much, Wild Rose Ranch. You brought me my egg with the Marine Corps, my ostrich egg with a emu egg with a Marine Corps emblem painted on it. How cool is that? Wild Rose Ranch. Hey, I'm here with Judy Flores, who is the superintendent. She's the mega superintendent of all schools here in Shasta County. And let's go to the phones. Richard, do you have a question for Judy? Hello, Richard, you're on.
Yeah.
You have a question?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Yeah, so, you know, a little problem with these, the question comes at the end. The whole problem with these lower test scores is the 11 unelected board members at the state board level that dictate all the way to the millions of kids in the school what to do. It's Common Core who teaches age-inappropriate material, whether it be math, whether it be language, and that causes these lower scores. My kid, my 9-year-old, he's doing stuff in fourth grade that I didn't do till sixth and seventh grade. And most kids can't handle that type of work. And another problem is the high stakes testing. And that's a can of worms in itself. So everything's tied to the high stakes testing. And it's the, it's the problem with that, you know, teacher evals are tied to that, funding to schools is tied to that, all kinds of stuff is tied to that. And nobody seems to want to discuss that, hey, that's not the answer. The answer is to return all of the control back to the schools and the local money back to the schools, all of it, and not let the state hold on to it. And that's really the answer. And I want to know what Judy is doing to address those issues. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Richard. Thanks for the phone call.
So, Richard, one of the things I'll share is in California, the teacher evaluations and school funding is not tied to test results. That certainly is the case in some other states, but that's not true in California. California is actually leading the pack when it comes to local control, and they've moved funding pretty dramatically to the local level. To have decisions made, there was a change to our funding model that was called the Local Control Accountability System, and that moved funding in a pretty dramatic way to the local level. So I would say we're in a different boat than many of the other states in that regard.
Okay. Hey, Judy, now how are we doing on our test scores? The ones I showed her during the break were you don't measure them anymore. This is from 2014. Mm-hmm. And I was a little concerned because some of them were saying is that you got half your students, even a school that's rated like 85%, half your students weren't up to snuff. They could not pass. One, they were close to passing the test. The others were dismally lost. How do we still do those tests? So see where we're at.
So there are annual tests that are done in grades 3 through 8 and grade 11, and those are administered each spring in the area subject areas of English, language, arts, and math. We will soon be adding this coming spring a science test that also counts. We don't have our test results back from this past spring, so spring of 2018. They're typically out by this point. But they've been held up, not sure what the issues are, but usually we have those by the end of August. We're still waiting to see those results. We do have, depending on the grade level, we're doing much better in the area of English language arts countywide than we are in the area of mathematics.
Mm. You know what? I need you back for like a whole hour, but I want to hit fires.
Okay.
Okay, I want to kind of close out because I know you have to leave at 7:30.
Yeah.
What about the fires and the impact it's had on our kids?
Yeah. So we feel really fortunate in education that, number one, the fire didn't take place during the school year. You know, we saw both in the Santa Rosa area as well as in Santa Barbara the impact of how much school time was lost just in the recovery efforts when school was in session, when catastrophe
mm-hmm.
Hit. And so we're, number one, fortunate in that regard. We also had only one school with damage, and that's Shasta Union Elementary.
Okay.
Or Old Shasta, and so they are
Old Shasta. Okay.
Yep,
yeah.
Co-located right now out on the Iga Ono as their playground area and field areas get cleaned up. But it could have been much worse, you know, when it came to school damage.
We were really, I guess we dodged a bullet on that because I'm looking out there at, you know, what's the school out there on Placer? Grant.
Grant
school. I mean, Grant was surrounded by fire.
Absolutely.
And, it was amazing. We drove out there, and there's some houses just standing in the middle of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, the firemen must have been doing backfires all around them. So,
well, one of the things,
what about for the kids? Are they affected by this? Are you mm-hmm. seeing things like that?
So we had a significant presence of extra personnel on school campuses mm-hmm. To assist, especially at Grant School, at Turtle Bay and some of the Reading schools. Mm-hmm. And, you know, early on, kids were just excited to be back to school and in a routine. But time will tell, you know, as many of the students face different events for the first time, come to Christmas, for example, and don't have some of the things that they used to have.
Like a house.
Yeah, all of those things. But, you know, it was a pretty significant impact. We had 381 students identified within the K-12 system
mm-hmm.
who lost their homes in the fire.
Oh, my gosh.
We also had 41 students identified in the 0-5, so not yet in school,
mm-hmm.
Having lost homes.
What about your teachers?
So in regard to school personnel, we had 71 school personnel lose their homes. That includes 7 school administrators. It includes 38 teachers and 26 other school staff.
Okay. There's not too much you can really do to prepare for something like this.
No.
Except just try and make sure the kids are okay afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And your staff. Your staff is probably, you know, they've also lost their homes.
Absolutely.
Judy, thanks so much for joining us. We really need an hour, so I'm going to talk to Robin.
Okay.
Maybe you can talk to Robin, okay? And we'll find a 7 o'clock hour that we can, you know, that we can have you come in, because I'd like to talk about how what it looks like here in the future, some of the edicts coming down from this 11-person board of education, non-elected officials that can do anything they frankly what they want up there. And the only person that, has anything to say about it is the governor?
Yes. The governor is part of the group who appoints. Absolutely. So, yeah.
So, you think that's fair? You think, you mean you're elected. Don't you think you should be elected on a school board? Is something that's that important?
They certainly represent a broad cross-section of the state, but almost every other school board position is elected. So
yeah. And by the way, you are looking for a school board member for Shasta County up at your level?
Yes. So the Shasta County Board of Education has an opening. We had 3 people who applied for 4 positions that were available. And so on our website, or they can call our office, we are definitely looking for someone who wants to join our board.
Do you have to have kids in school?
You do not. You just need to live within the area. We have 2 different areas, mm-hmm. and so this is the Reading Enterprise area of Shasta County.
Okay. Judy Flores, thank you so much for coming to visit us today. It's school year starting. There's so many things going on, and I had no idea. that you start your work at 6:30 in the morning. We could just give you a show here.
Hey,
you
want that? Do that.
7 to 9 with Judy Flores. Okay, thanks so much. And we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms has been in the business here, well, guys, going on 9 years. John and Sarah have built a really good, solid business. They sell any type of firearm you might want that are legal, of course. And they also have classes on concealed carry, hunter safety, all of that. But it's customer service. Their customer service is just simply outstanding. The only place I go to buy a firearm is Bastiani Arms. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Real people, real winners. As summer ends and fall is in the air, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Fall of Surprises. Swipe to win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Win free slot play, prizes, or a 2019 Can-Am Outlander Quad. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn 4 times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings to play the Plinko board for free slot play Sundays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Can-Am Outlander Quad. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Whether you're into hunting, mudding, or adventure, maximize everyday adventure with the most accessible ATV out there. Head down to Wind River and play our Fall of Surprises promotion, where you could win a Can-Am Outlander Quad from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Two winners. Final drawing Sunday, September 30th. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Redding.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. With Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Here on the 18th of September. It's 51 degrees, going up to 86 today. Air quality index is around, 154. right downtown. But that shifts, as we know, every minute. If you're down around Palo Cedro, it's like 13. If you're around Turtle Bay, it's like in the 70s. So, but the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. All these things that are going on. The Paisano Days, though, is Friday and Saturday at South City Park. It starts at 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., and they're going to be honoring the car, fire, first responders. So come thank them in person. $10 for adult when purchased in advance, or $12 at the gate, the tickets. But that's like all the spaghetti you can eat with meat sauce. All the spaghetti you can eat. Okay, then you're going to have the Bocce Ball Tournament begins at 6 p.m. Ceremonial first roll by Preston Sharp. Everybody knows Preston puts all the flags out on all the veterans' grave sites. And 102-year-old veteran Al Massa. Yeah, watch him roll. I tell you what, he's pretty good. And the Pat Karch Quartet will be playing, so you can dance out there. And, of course, Saturday, the bocce tournament continues. Vendor and crafter booths, lots of food, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Huge raffle with a grand prize of an overnight stay at Mount Shasta Resort with dinner for two and 2 days of golf for two. Brought to you by the guys, the Sons of Italy, sponsored by Peroni Nastro Azzurro, whatever that means. Okay, let's hit that one. Okay, let's move right on and talk to our guest from Turtle Bay. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Emily Bogner, and she brought with her Christina Cortez.
Good morning.
Well, let's get you up there and turn. Is she on? Okay, get in closer. Oh,
good morning.
We still need to turn that up a little bit. Oh, are you on the right one? Now.
Testing.
No, see?
It works. Hello.
It works for everybody. It works for everybody. Okay, now we're going. All right. So sometimes we have small voices, and other ones we have voices that are so big that we've got it turned all the way down.
Well,
no.
Right. Big smile.
Big voices. Emily, what's going on?
Well, it's caffeinate time. So
that's
we
right.
are here to talk all about Caffeinate for a Cause today.
Thursday.
That's right. Thursday, September 20th. We're really excited this year. We've got an awesome group of baristas. I know, Carl and Linda, you guys have come out before and been...
We're not baristas, though. We are we're just going to do our show from the one on down there
Market.
By... Where?
The Market. North Market, is that right?
North Market, yeah. Not the one right here
yep.
next to us.
Absolutely.
It's the one down there by the, just to turn into Turtle Bay, to the
Turtle Bay
School.
That's
yeah,
right,
right
exactly.
There. We're going to be there at a busy spot. And
that's
so we
right.
expect everybody to come by and say hello to us. And
yes. You'll be there in the AM. You'll be there with Team True Ride, Dan and Lori. They're going to be
right.
high energy. They're going to be really excited to be there. They're our newest baristas this year, so they're really amped yeah. up about it.
So we'll kick it off at 7 in the morning. By the way, the DA will be with us, too, and she's going to hop on down and get her cup of coffee and talk to us about crime
awesome.
At the same time we're talking to everybody else. Okay, great. Okay, now,
right
what is the reason we're doing this?
Yeah, so this is a partnership between Turtle Bay Exploration Park and our friends at Dutch Bros Coffee here in our Redding, Anderson, and Palo Cedro locations. The Reznor family, who are so generous to our community, who continue to support us year after year. This is year 6 for this event.
You know, the Resners are extraordinary people.
Absolutely.
For a number of different reasons. But, this, you know, they are always giving.
Yes.
Now, there's so many other groups that give also, but I think... that Aaron and Chris Reznor have been involved in so many things. One Safe Place, Turtle mm-hmm. Bay, Fire, Back to Blue, and all.
Absolutely.
I mean, they put their money where their mouth is.
They do, yeah. They are, you know, those folks in town that we're really grateful to have because they understand the value of Turtle Bay. You know, they have their elevator speech ready. They want to talk to people about why Turtle Bay is so important to our community.
Elevator speech?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You're in an elevator. Somebody, you turn around and go.
Exactly.
And they come out with 12 new facts.
That's right.
And Emily,
that's
you
right.
can do this.
Well, I mean, I've been
as
known to talk fast.
As could your predecessor.
Jeez, that's right.
They must find you. Were y'all just come up through the same school?
It's a special school. Yep.
It's a special school for kids. Yeah, you two... you two were on the short bus together.
Well, no.
It's, you know what? It is good to hear. So, and you come in the morning, you are so happy.
I try. And usually it's caffeine free, but this week I'm all about the caffeine, right?
Oh, you're going to take caffeine and put it in you?
We'll see what happens, right?
Now, there you're going to be bringing around animals too, aren't you?
We are. We can't have an event without animals, right? Everybody loves our animals. So Sharon and our crew over there in animal care at Turtle Bay, they're going to be bringing out Sweet Pea. They're going to have some reptiles.
Sweet Pea is a skunk.
That's right. Yeah. Our favorite skunk, right? So at every location, we'll have multiple animals coming through at each of our shifts. We've got a morning shift from 7 to 9 a.m., which is where we'll have you guys. And again, we're all over town, every Dutch Bros through Redding, Anderson, and Palisade. And then we've also got an afternoon shift. So from 2 to 4, if you need that extra push to get you through the rest of your work day, come on down and we'll go ahead and hook you up there.
Okay. All right. Now, when they come through, how much is being donated?
That's a great question. A dollar of every drink, of course, is going to come back to Turtle Bay during those shifts. But then we've also got the opportunity to give our baristas tips for all that great work they're doing. So they're going to have big tip buckets. Make sure you fill those up for each team. They're competing internally to make sure that, you know, they're on target. So each team is hoping to raise at least $1,000. That's the goal that they're all shooting for, maybe a little bit more in some areas as well. We've got 35 celebrity baristas, 35 local people who understand the value of Turtle Bay and who are coming out to help support us, which is just super cool.
How can anybody not understand the value of Turtle Bay?
Well, we agree. We think it's a pretty cool place for our community to come and gather, especially during, you know, challenging times. It's that respite place for folks.
I tell you what, here's a anecdotal comment from me is during the worst parts of this fire around August 3rd and 4th, 5th, around those times, my kids came up because it was my birthday.
Right.
I'd waved everybody else off. I'd waved off my sisters coming in from Tennessee. I waved off my friends coming from Nevada, other people coming in from Southern California.
Sure.
Just waved them off. My kids wouldn't wave off no matter what I did. They said they were coming. They came. We had breakfast in the Matrix. Is that right? Not the Matrix. The Mosaic.
Mosaic.
The Matrix is, I think,
that we've been sounds pretty cool
in a gunfight or something. No, it's a Mosaic. Then we went over to Turtle Bay for the next 3 hours or 4 hours. We were in there walking around, even though most of it, the outside was closed.
Sure.
We went through the dinosaurs. We went through all that stuff. So, and the kids just had a great time.
Yeah.
It was a super exhibit. So, and here it was. This was a way, I mean, that everybody had a good time. And we came back and went back to the house, got out of the but this is what Turtle Bay offers, this great, great exhibits. And the best part is for $80, that's your family. That's you, your loved one, and that's your other, your spouse, your significant other or whatever. And then what, four kids?
Exactly, up to four kids.
Up to four, and they don't have to be yours.
Nope.
But they wouldn't let me use my two kids because they're over 18, right?
Right.
They drew the line at 40.
Exactly.
I think, okay. That's okay. We still had a great time.
Yeah, I'm so grateful that, you always take the time to talk about that family membership and the value of it, because it really is one of the best
values
you can get in town. Absolutely. That's $80 for an entire year of fun and enjoyment and all of our programs included in that, all of our special events.
Years ago,
a cool opportunity.
Years ago, you had to pay extra, like for something that came out. I had to pay extra. No more.
Yeah.
All of that is you pay that one thing. The only thing you have to pay for is a dollar for the parakeet or the lorikeet food.
Yes.
That you spill on the little kids' heads.
Exactly.
Just to watch the lorikeets come in.
That's right. Yeah, I think that's a great point. Events like this help us to be able to offset some of those costs. So if people come out and support on days like Caffeinate for a Cause this Thursday, that's when we're able to go ahead and make sure that everything we're offering to our members is free of charge and that we get to keep offering those really cool education opportunities, those awesome exhibitions from out of town, those animal programs that everybody loves.
Cool. Okay, we're here with Emily Bogner and Christina Gutierrez and from Turtle Bay, and we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, specializing in home electronics and classic car parts. Over 47 years in the business, locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. Over 32 years in the satellite business, your source for Dish Network, and an authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Kilpak. That's Clyde's Enterprise. We bought our TV from Clyde. And he came in and put it all in and did all those new things. Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell Avenue. Give him a call, 221-4144. Welcome aboard, Clyde. We'll be right back.
Monday Night Football is back, baby. Raiders, Niners, Seahawks, Cowboys, Vikings, where you at? Bet the Bookie returns again this year with Kenny Breedlove. Win cash and prizes every Monday night. Monday Night Football kicks off this year with a doubleheader on September 10th. The Jets versus the Lions, and the Rams take on the Raiders. Come get your football fix at Shameless O'Leary's. The best wings, burgers, and Irish nachos in town. Plus, over 16 brews on tap and over 100 unique whiskeys behind the bar. Wear your favorite team jersey and come play Bet the Bookie every Monday night. It's free to play and an absolute blast for couples or serious football fans. Place your bet and win. Don't forget Sunday Funday with the NFL ticket and Sunday brunch. Bloodies, mimosas, and a full breakfast menu. If you want to watch football, make it Shameless O'Leary's, California Street, downtown Reading.
Football, you say? Well, I've got $100 here, says football's supposed to be played with your feet.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Caldwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Caldwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
This is Diane Hawks with the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So, I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to four families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
Aloha. This is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Alza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Nabat. Linda is on assignment this morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cal North Forestry provides a team of expert arborists at Cal North Forestry, a professional tree service and more for your home and business. Now, they also will give you defensible space around your home, take care of all the ladder fuels and this. They're trained, they're professionals, they're contractors. They have their licenses. It's locally owned and operated by Tom Yeomans. And get this, if your property was affected in any way by the fire, they are donating 2 free hours of services. That could be cleanup. That could be, you know, going out and cleaning up around the area of the damage. It could be repairing trees, making sure that everything's good that way. But you got to give them a call at 200-8123. This is Cal North Forestry. Give them a call. Give them a chance to come out there and help you recover on this. Or if you didn't get caught by the fire, have them come out and take a look at your area. See what they can do to keep you safe because the fire season is not over. We're here with our friends, Christina Gutierrez, and who is the marketing
assistant.
Assistant.
Marketing assistant.
Marketing assistant. And Emily Bogner, who is the
development specialist.
Development specialist. That's right. How could I? Christina, what's going on?
Well, we are here to talk about Caffeinate for a Cause, which is happening this Thursday, if you weren't here before the break. September 20th, this Thursday, 7 to 9 a.m., and then also an afternoon shift from 2 to 4. Now, I have local baristas, celebrity baristas,
okay,
serving
now,
coffee.
Now, who are we talking about now? We're talking about we're going to be out is the ones from the...
from True Ride.
True Ride. Uh-huh. Now, this is that place opened up, and I don't know if people know it, but they are the people that used to own the Sunset Markets.
That's right.
And plus, they have another brother, but they, so they've started doing this. The wife started this, and this is a pretty successful group up there.
Absolutely.
And I'm looking forward to having them on the show just to be able to talk to them. Now, who are some of the other baristas you have out there?
Got some heavy hitters this year. We've got representation from our Reading Fire Department and our Reading Police Department, as well as Anderson Fire and Anderson Police.
Uh-huh.
So we're really happy to have them out to be able to thank them as well as see them support us. We've got some great folks coming out from local businesses like Guild Beauty Bar. We've got Tamara DeMonte from Channel 7 KRCR. Tyler Whitlow's always out there.
Tyler's everywhere.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Tyler's
right?
always there. How about Jake? Is that Jake? That's right.
This year we've got some awesome new folks from our chamber, from the Reading Rise Young Professionals Group. So we've got two folks that will be coming out for that. We've got Zach Bay from State Farm and Tyler Ferris, who is just an awesome videographer here in our community.
You know, is it my imagination, but was it that year that everybody was named Tyler? Okay.
I mean, we actually have we have three Tylers this year.
I know,
year.
And they're all like within 3 years of each other.
That's right. Absolutely. We've got, of course, our lovely ladies from the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino.
I saw that. You know what? They're going for the record.
Yeah.
As usual.
As usual, right?
As usual.
We've got the Resners out there because they love to support us. And then
do you think they know how to make coffee?
Maybe.
Okay. They might know a thing or two.
And then we've got two awesome teams from Foothill High School who are representing out in Palisadro for us. So we're really happy to have some administrators and some staff out there that the students just love. So it's going to be an awesome year.
How do you know they love them?
They tell us that they love them. We've got a couple of staff members, actually, who've got kids at Foothill, and they're like, oh, Ron, the security guard, we love that guy. So,
the security guard.
It's going to be awesome.
Everybody loves security
right?
guards at schools. I love security guards at schools. Everybody should. Okay, you know, this is going to be a great event. And remember, when any Dutch Bros, you go in from 7 to 9 in the morning and...
Yep. 2 to 4 p.m.
2 to 4 p.m.
That's right.
$1 out of every drink.
That's right.
Out of every drink goes to Turtle Bay. And all the tips that you may want to give to these famous people.
That's right.
Even if you don't recognize them, still give them a tip. And it goes into the Turtle Bay pool of general fund. Now, can you give us an idea how much this raises?
Well, in years past, we've averaged about $30,000. So if you can imagine in one day we're able to pull that off in our community, that's just awesome.
Did anybody just like, because I know we've had people come by, listeners of ours, handed $100 here and $100
really
there.
Really generous people.
Generous, very,
that's exactly
very
right.
generous people out there. And that happens. So $30,000. Yep. Well, you know what that does. That gives $80 for families and keeps it at 80 and helps us get all these really, really great exhibits coming in here.
That's right.
I'd like to have one on. The Guns of the West.
Huh.
They had one a long time ago.
Yeah.
You think about it, this is a gun culture up here. You know, people aren't afraid of them. A liberal Democrat up here has 4 rifles, 2 shotguns, and 3 pistols. Okay? I mean, let's just about it.
We've got a pretty awesome collection, artifacts. I think over 30,000 different artifacts that, you know, our staff manages, and it would be really cool to see something like that. I agree.
And, the dinosaur thing was great, yes. By the way, and it's you've missed it now. But
we have two new ones rolling in at the end of this month.
We do. What's that one? Okay, what are they?
I'll let you take this one. We have two exhibitions rolling in on September 29th. One's called Incredible Inventions, and it's a really cool look at famous inventors throughout history, people like the great Leonardo da Vinci, Archimedes. We also have information about the Roman Empire and the architecture behind that. But more so, it's for families. There's a lot of cool interactive blocks for stacking. There's different spaces and stations for families to interact with the exhibit itself. We also have an exhibition called Shadows of the Human Condition. And that is a look at very, very important social issues that are prevalent here, like homelessness and sex trafficking. And what it is it's an art exhibit utilizing light and screen door material to kind of put a shadow on the wall of figures. And then there's little stories next to each figure that tell the story of that person.
Are they true stories?
Yes. They are. The artist actually worked as a healthcare provider at Shasta Community Health.
Oh, so all this is a local thing.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. Several stories are local. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So cool stuff.
Inventors like Romans. Did you know that the? Have you been to Italy? Have you had an opportunity there?
Okay. A long time ago.
Okay. The aqueducts that they built. Over 2,000 years ago, they're still using.
That's right.
The water that comes in through the aqueducts into the city of Rome and is pumped up to their fountains that have been there for 2,000 years, and the water comes out cold and pure.
Mm-hmm.
So figure that one out.
Absolutely, yeah.
Especially since they can't pick up the garbage. But the things that were built, don't look at me like that. It's things from 2,000 years ago like that are working.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. This exhibition covers anything from, household screws to cogs and wheels.
Yes.
It's really going to help you to see the origin of things that we use every single day.
People are inventing things all the time. The latest one I saw was you could put it on your car and you kind of like screw it down and it pops up those little dents you may have.
Ah.
Yeah. Is that? And I'm looking at that. You see these things as seen on TV.
Right.
On that. But who thinks of these things? Who thinks up these things?
Yep.
Okay. All of this is happening. That starts on September 29th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As part of your family pass.
That's
for a whole year.
That's free for members.
Just go on in there and spend a few hours. And now, when are we going to open up the rest of the park?
So the rest of the park is open, barring any smoke conditions, in that AQI level.
Sure.
So at the last couple of weeks, we've been able to have all of our animals back out on exhibit for the most part. If that AQI rises, of course, we are able to bring them back in. Our lorikeets are back out on display. I know that's something that everybody's been missing. So we are back up and running 100%.
I opened my house to the lorikeets, but nobody ever brought any over.
We know you love
those lorikeets. I think Sharon had all of them.
She did. Sharon, our animal curator, had all 87 animals at her house.
I think of that as being pretty, pretty damn selfish. She has 87 lorikeets one spot there in probably her master bedroom, which is probably why her husband says, "Wait a minute."
Wayne wasn't exactly too happy, but he knew that was the best
them.
Place.
They have to feed them all the time.
Exactly.
Because someone
that
will
nectar.
Say, "Oh, well, they eat other things, don't they?"
Sure.
Or do they?
Birdies,
I mean, they must.
Such, yeah. Birdies,
that kind of stuff, right?
Yep.
I was going to say, making nectar all the time might be a little difficult. Okay, so she has all 86 lorikeets?
There's an animal, right?
Yes, 87 animals in total. 47 of those were lorikeets.
Yep.
So she had the bobcat. She had
Timber.
Timber, the beaver.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
See, there's another thing. Try to take a shower when there's a beaver in the tub. Tell me that's easy.
Absolutely. We are really grateful to have an awesome team who pulls together on stuff like that. Sharon is a great example of that. And again, everything that is happening this week with Caffeinate for a Cause is going to go right back to helping support our awesome
all
staff as they do what they do.
Okay, so everything's open.
Yep.
Are there any shows going on? Shows ended now.
Our shows have ended officially, but we're going to be starting back up in October with our winter animal shows. So be on the lookout for those.
Okay, that's just next month.
Yep.
Emily Bogner and Christina Gutierrez, thank you so much for joining us from Turtle Bay. It's always a pleasure having you guys on. Caffeinate for a Cause is this Thursday. It's starting at 7 in the morning.
Yep, that's right.
And for every drink you take from Dutch Bros, they give a dollar to Turtle Bay from 7 to 9 and from
2 to 4.
Plus, you can also give tips to the baristas that are out there, and all that money goes back to Turtle Bay.
That's right.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now,
thank you.
After the break for the news, we have Barry Tippin, who is Reading City Manager. We're going to talk about the way forward, the things that are happening here in our city from the results of the fire, and how we're overcoming that right now.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. After authorizing tariffs on an additional $200 billion of Chinese goods, President Trump writes on Twitter this morning that China has been taking advantage of the United States on trade for many years. In retaliation, China says it will increase tariffs on $60 billion worth of U.S. goods. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will testify again before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday, addressing a sexual assault allegation that he vigorously denies. And while his accuser has also been invited to testify, Committee Chairman Senator Chuck Grassley doesn't know if Christine Blasey Ford will show up.
We have reached out to her in the last 36 hours three or four times by email, and we've not heard from them. So it kind of raises the question, do they want to come to the public hearing or not?
Grassley speaking with the Salem Radio Network. President Trump is declassifying a batch of documents relating to the early days of the FBI's Russia investigation.
The newly classified documents include portions of a secret surveillance warrant and former FBI Director James Comey's text messages. President Trump's action comes in response to calls from his allies in Congress who say they believe the Russia investigation was tainted by anti-Trump bias within the ranks of the FBI and Justice Department. Greg Clugston, Washington.
North Carolina's Cape Fear River is out of its banks, continuing to rise in the aftermath of Hurricane Florence. The river expected to crest well above flood stage tomorrow. Other rivers expected to crest as well. The storm is blamed for at least 32 deaths across several states. There have been thousands of high water rescues, and entire towns are either cut off or are entirely underwater. President Trump expected to visit the flood zone tomorrow. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 89 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
German carmakers BMW, Daimler, and Volkswagen are to face a European Union inquiry for allegedly conspiring to restrict diesel emissions treatment systems.
Such a strategy, it says, may have denied consumers the opportunity to buy cleaner cars, even though the technology to make them already existed. Last year, the Commission carried out raids on a number of sites belonging to the carmakers as part of its initial inquiry. If the allegations are proven, they could face heavy fines. The manufacturers themselves have emphasized that they're cooperating with the commission and have pointed out that the existence of an investigation does not imply guilt.
That's the BBC's Theo Leggett. Iran welcoming an agreement between Russia and Turkey that averted a Syrian government offensive on the rebel-held province of Idlib. The Iranian foreign minister tweets that diplomacy works. Iran and Russia, main backers of Syria's President Assad. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Wall Street pay rose last year to its highest level since the 2008 financial crisis.
The figures come from a report on Wall Street profits made available to the Associated Press. The average salary in New York City's securities industry in 2017 was $422,500. That represents a 13% increase over the year before and the highest since 2008. Securities jobs have the highest average pay of any occupation in New York City. Bob Agnew reporting.
Japanese billionaire Yusaku Maezawa says he will invite 6 to 8 artists, architects, designers, and other creative people on a week-long journey to circumnavigate the moon. He says if all goes right, the SpaceX Big Falcon rocket will make that trip in the year 2023. The 42-year-old entrepreneur says he wants his guests to be inspired to create once they get back to Earth. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Good morning, everybody. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. The news is brought to you, of course, by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Enhanced walk-in humidor. And, of course, great customer service. That's Tobacco and Brew. Today's weather, widespread haze, patchy smoke. Before 11 a.m., sunny with a high near 86 and a low tonight around 52. That's kind of great, you know. We're here with Barry Tippins, and you know what? This weather dropped down, and that at 50s in the evening is cool. I mean, I like that.
Open the windows. Now that we don't have smoke.
Yeah, but you can't trust that. You open the windows and the wind shifts, and the next morning you can't see across the bedroom. It's kind of like, okay, sure, I probably should have shut that window down earlier. Hey, Wednesday, sunny with a high near 90. Thursday, sunny with a high near 93. And Friday, the high near 92. All of this is all this. Weather reports and the AQI of 153 right in downtown Reading is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and has payment plans. Great people down there at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Now, is that who do we have on the line here before we get started? Oh, good morning. Jimmy.
What's up?
Carl?
Yeah, Jimmy, you're on. What's up?
Hey, this morning and yesterday, I drove up the Market Street, the North Market Street grade there, that hill.
Mm-hmm.
And on either side, there is a bunch of dead trees from fires that have gone through there in the past couple years. And then on the top of Market Street, where Lake Boulevard meets, behind that shopping center, there was a fire recently also, and a bunch of dead brush. And with all this talk about, taking the dead fuels out, I'm wondering if there's any chance that they're going to clean that up in the near future, because there is a bunch of, it looks like heck.
I was going to ask about that because I asked about it yesterday and it wasn't clear. But we have Barry Tippin here, and he can sure address that. Thanks, Jimmy.
Okay, you guys, bye.
Bye.
Do you want to go now?
Yeah. I got to go back to some other things.
Yeah, let's put it in context of all the fires, mm-hmm. Car fire in particular. A couple of things going on right there. One is a lot of that property there's private property that's been burned. So how do you deal with that? The other issue that we deal with is not all of those trees should be taken out, because you take them out now, especially if you disturb the soil and the roots, you're going to cause more erosion than not. So some of the trees that are remaining actually hold the soil in place. And if there's nothing downstream that's going to be at risk, a hazard, a trail or something else, then you're better off leaving those in, as ugly as they are. The other thing is that probably first meeting in October, could be the second one, we're going to be talking to the city council about a citywide fire fuels management district. that we would push forward, and that would probably go out. It's called Proposition 218 rules, which means ballots go out, and of those who return the ballots, if the yeses outweigh the noes, then we can move forward with a fire fuels management district, which would provide money for us to hire contractors or other means to do fire fuels management across the entire city in all green
Isn't there areas. There is a fire fuels management plan already, though, right?
Well, there's a fire fuels management. It's called a local hazard risk mitigation plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has a number of mitigations listed. A lot of those are to encourage private property owners to take care of the property. Others are about adhering to building codes. There's nothing in it that says specifically that we have a funding source developed to go out and do this work. It talks about doing fire fuels management on public properties as funds are available, and we spend anywhere between $100,000 and $400,000 a year doing that sort of work. But there's nothing specific like I'm talking about.
The one Jimmy's talking about, and I've mentioned it several times since the fires, I mean, that is just waiting to catch up. Okay, and it's going to go, last time it burnt 3 years ago, went right down into Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
Is that something that should be addressed now, since we're right at the now that we're supposedly in the fire season?
Yeah. What we do is we're working with the fire department with the limited funds that we have. We do what we can on the public property. A lot of it is private property. It's the private property owner's responsibility.
I understand
to take care
that. But this is probably public, isn't it?
Don't know. So a lot of that it varies. I'd have to look at the various maps. Sometimes we have 20% slopes that can't be built upon pursuant to the general plan, but they're still in private property ownership.
Why not have community work parties to cut the brush?
Well, we do have some of that comes out there. You know,
Dr. Smith brings out a crew along the river.
Absolutely. And actually, Bethel Church, their students come out like every Thursday and do a lot of volunteer work. So there's a lot of volunteerism that happens.
Okay.
Quite frankly, we have like 20% of our city is green open space. So if you really want to attack that issue, and if you really want to control fire fuels management in a real way, we have to have additional funding sources, and you know the people can decide whether they want to do that or not, quite frankly.
Yeah, that brings us into another one we'll roll into. Okay, that was a good question because I've noticed that. And so essentially we have a plan, but the fact is there's no money, and this stuff's not going to get cut.
So I'm going to state again, we have a plan to actually generate the funds. Okay. It's up to the community to decide whether they want to or not.
Okay, and that leads us to another one, but I have to do something first. I'm going to take a break, then we're going to come back and talk about that. Because one of the city councils said, hey, this is what Reading wants. This is what Reading's going to get. You know, do you like this level of public safety unless you're willing to pass a sales tax increase? This is just the way it's going to be. The other one that came on the day after that said, well, not exactly. So I'd like to hear from you, Barry, because, you know, you kind of like got your fingers on all this stuff. But first of all, I want to do this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Carolyn. Happy birthday to you. Longtime listener, longtime friend. Happy birthday, million more. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Nabal. Linda's on assignment. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Let them show you how they move local dreams forward. Go on, head down to their newest branch at 1845 California Street. Talk to them. Extended hours. They want to help you. If you've been touched by the fire, they want to help. Cornerstone Community Bank. Hey, I'm here with Reading City Manager Barry Tippin. And we talked about the clearing up of the property, of, you know, the city property where we're looking at. There's brush and everything. They're coming up with, they're going to be talking about this in a week or two, about a citywide ordinance, and then you can vote on this. It's a no if you don't return it.
Well, it's neutral. It's neutral. So it's of those who return a ballot.
Mm-hmm.
It's yes or no's, and it's citywide, meaning private and public property.
Right.
So the private owners would have to consent to us coming in and doing the fire fuels management for them. If they didn't, they could do it on their own.
Okay. So is this the same as the city, you know, like a neighborhood will vote?
Yeah,
to clean
exactly.
Up?
Exactly the same. We haven't figured out exactly under which law that would go under. But the landscape maintenance districts that are in front of subdivisions have a very similar, if not the exact same, arrangement where all the landscaping in front of the subdivision and throughout the subdivision might be maintained through monies that's on their property tax. Exactly the same type of idea.
Okay. Okay. We'll see what happens with that one.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. It's a manner in which we can actually do, you know, the thought process is dependent on what the assessment is and what you raise, is that you could actually clear the fire fuels management in 25% of the city every 4 years. And so every 4 years, you have a complete clearance of the fire fields, take out the underbrush, do all that stuff every 4 years so that we would be in sort of maximum protection.
Okay. All right. Now, let's talk, of course, the Hertz fire is now 86%, not Hertz, the Delta fire is 86% contained, kind of out of our region anyway, but the Hertz fire is 100%, Car fire is 100%. It's been, July 23rd, over a month, going into almost 2 months right now. Where are we at in your estimation on recovering from this? In other words, not the houses being built, I understand that. But where are we with the planning of it?
So let me state first by talking about what Cal Fire or Cal OES, the Office of Emergency Services, and FEMA say. So I think they're a good gauge because they deal with this all over the country and certainly all over the state of California. In their estimation, we're further ahead than any community they've ever worked in terms of our preparedness, in terms of our paperwork, in terms of our requests. So if that's a gauge, then we're doing well. The way I look at this is there's four or five different avenues that we're working in. One is debris removal. And I separate that from the rebuild of the homes because some people won't rebuild their homes, but we got to get the debris off their lots. So debris removal is well underway. Both Cal OES through Cal Recycle is out doing the debris removal and doing the soils testing. And there's probably about 26 what we call opt-outs. There's probably more now. I didn't look for a couple of days where private property owners want to do it themselves and they hire contractors. They still mm-hmm. have to do the same process and the same
They procedures. Still have to have it inspected
yeah,
and all that.
Right. That's correct. But they can come in and get their own permit and do it themselves. And so there's a number of those that are ongoing as well. And so that process is well underway. For the rebuild process in terms of homes, the city and the county have all the documents up on the website and available at the permit center to pick up that describe the process moving forward, whether it be the timing, the building code issues. We have a complete checklist that we're saying if you want an expedited process that the homeowner and their design professional need to fill out the checklist to make sure it's complete. And if you submit a complete set of plans, you get expedited review, 7 days if you're doing basically the same house.
So you're saying if you come in with the plans, it's basically the same house, hand it in to your guys, and you've hired a couple people for this,
yep.
of retired guys that
yep.
do this. They're going to look at it, they're going to say it's the same, stamp it, 7 days, you've got
yeah,
a building permit.
That's correct. And the key is the checklist. Make sure that checklist is complete mm-hmm. because you got to make sure you've turned everything in, you've got your calcs done, all that sort mm-hmm. of stuff, energy calcs. And if you have a complete checklist, then we're guaranteeing 7 days.
It won't be the same as your last house unless you built it last year, though. You may have built a house 20 years ago.
That's correct.
That's where this checklist becomes very important.
That's
because
right.
you've got a bunch of new things you're going to have to include.
Yeah, the California law is that if you're rebuilding, you have to rebuild the current building codes in the city. And that's in any urban environment. There's some allowance in the county to not put in fire sprinklers, for instance, because of infrastructure limitations.
Mm-hmm.
But in the city, you have to rebuild to the new codes with fire sprinklers. There's new energy codes. There's some
windows.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's lots of things you can do for your house that will help prevent it, like baffles coming in from your from entrances into your like your attic and things like this, but baffling there so the sparks will stop before they go straight into the house. There's all these kinds of different things you can do and add to make your house a little more fireproof.
That's correct. Some of those are not code, but you
no,
can certainly
not,
do
but,
that.
But you can
certainly do that.
Take a look
yeah.
at it.
So
yeah.
so they have that element, and so that's the rebuild process for your homes so that we can get the permits out quickly. Side note, I do worry about the amount of construction labor that we'll have available to do all of the work. But the permit process that we can control, we're going to have it out as quickly as possible. And then you have what's called public assistance, and that's in the FEMA terminology, and that's public infrastructure was damaged, so the bridges on the river trail or culverts mm-hmm. under Buenaventura. And that process, I would say, is probably 60-65% on its way. The reason we're not further along is that we're trying to navigate through the FEMA process because we can get reimbursed over 95% of the cost for repairing that if we do it right, if we do the procurement right, if we complete the projects in a manner that is acceptable to the federal government, we'll get significant reimbursement on that. So that's an important element. We want to make sure we're stepping through those hoops mm-hmm. correctly. So that's the public.
And that public thing is kind of the tough one because
yes.
you don't have control over that. Inside the city, you can kind of pretty much control permitting and all those things, but FEMA takes their time and they have to go through their own hoops. Is that correct?
Yeah. What they say is that we have to adhere to our own procurement processes, which is fairly easy to do. But, you know, when we talk to other communities, some of those still get ruled at the end of the day through an audit as not reimbursable and have to give money back to the federal government. We want to avoid that, of course. And then the other element that's out there is, you know, the private individuals who have large properties, particularly in the county, where you have stories of three-acre parcels that have been totally decimated, trees, hazard trees out there and everything else. One gentleman told me he had 3 acres in that exact scenario, and his insurance gave him like $3,500 to remove all the hazard trees, which doesn't even touch. You know, that'll probably take out 3, 4, 5 trees. And so what? How is he going to move forward? And that's where I think, like I talked to organizations that have received a lot of donations and they want to help, my advice is usually let's hang for just a little bit, wait for all the, you know, Samaritan's Purse and others to sort of vacate our city and go on to the next disaster, because that's when the gaps are going to come.
They're probably heading east right now.
Yeah, and that's where those gaps are going to show, and that's where the agencies can step in and do the most good for our community.
What about the in the neighborhoods, and, you know, what are the rules about clearing off the property and in a timely manner?
The debris or the fire debris?
Yes.
So that's where we talked about with if you're opt-in or opt-out.
Right, I understand that.
The timelines. Here's the timelines. So you have to opt-in or opt-out by September 30th. And that's just making a choice.
12 days from now.
Yeah. So if you want to opt-in, you just make the choice. You fill out the right of entry form, turn it in, and you've opted in.
Now, it's important, everybody, that you have to have this thing signed by the 30th of September. And if you opt in at that point, then they're going to come in and enter your property and do the cleanup.
That's correct.
If you don't, then what happens?
If you don't, you're supposed to opt out by then. And if you decide to opt out, that means you have to have the plan put together. How are you going to do it? You just have to submit your permit plan. All that's online, what it takes to opt out. You have to hire your contractor. You have to hire your engineer that's going to monitor and maintain and do the soils testing. And so that you can get that work accomplished. And have it accomplished in a timely manner. And so that's where the time is, because we want all this stuff to be done as much as possible before the rains show up.
Absolutely.
And that's why we have these timelines, because if, for instance, somebody opts out and doesn't do the work.
That's where I'm getting to.
If somebody opts out and doesn't do the work, we will ask CalRecycle to come in and do the work and get it cleared and then tell the property owner they're responsible for that cost.
Okay. Because some people are just, as you know, devastated.
Yep.
And this is so by the 30th, everybody opts in or opts out. They got a plan. When do they have to have it done, though?
November 7th, I think, is the date. That's all online.
November 7th, they have to have all this cleared out?
Yes. If they opt out. The reason for that is because if they don't do the work, then CalRecycle has to come in and do the work.
If they opt in, it'll be done by?
It'll be done probably by the end of November.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the goal. That's the target.
All right.
So that's why those timelines lay in there, because we want to make sure that any ash or whatever that's out there that doesn't, and the rains hit, it doesn't wash into streams, doesn't wash into a neighbor's property, that it gets cleaned up. And that's part of the declaration of a health emergency that was done in July.
Okay. So if I understand this right, my friends out there, you've got to, if your house has been damaged to the point where it's burnt down, you have till, you got another, 12 days to opt in, at which point the Office of Emergency Services is going to come in and clear out your,
If you opt in, the CalRecycle
is going to come in and clear it down to the mineral soil, probably, take out everything.
Foundations.
If you say, I want to do it myself, you still got to be in. And with an opt-out plan that says my contractor, my engineer, the inspections and all this, and then you clear up your own property and you let your insurance pay for it or however you want to do it.
That's correct.
But it all has to be done. If you're opting out, it's by November 7th. Yeah. Your property has to be cleared.
It might be November 14th.
Okay.
But it's in November.
There.
Yeah, you need to get it done.
And if that's if you opt out. If you opt in, they're going to have it done by the end of November.
That's the plan, yeah.
Okay. So that what that does, it cleans up the neighborhoods. And we don't have to worry about the hazardous material, and when it rains, then it will go on down the streets, into the sewers, and into your, downstream into your buddy's house, what's left of his property.
And in the county, into tributaries that come down into the Sacramento River and all that. Yep.
All right. Okay, that's pretty.
And I know people don't like that, but sometimes there's got to be some rules.
Okay. So it's going to be cleared one way or the other.
Yes.
With or without your permission.
Yeah, I mean, so the way that happens, if you just refuse, it goes into an abatement process. It's code enforcement.
Yeah, and they're going to come in and do it.
You got to get an order. You got to get an order to write of entry. Okay. Then that comes through the courts.
What about people? That's at no cost if they opt in, except Cal Recycling may go to your insurance company, right?
No, so yeah, well, the city or the county is responsible for dealing with the insurance end of it.
Okay,
but let's just use a specific example. You have an insurance that says you have a $5,000 debris removal clause,
right?
And you go out, and Cal Recycle goes out and cleans your lot. So here's how this works: they clean just the footprint of the house, right, and they clear that out and the foundation.
Uh-huh.
Let's say you have hazard trees, you have sheds. What we've been told by Cal Recycle is that you could use your insurance to first address that shed and those trees as part of that $5,000. Let's say that costs $2,500 to do the shed and the trees and mm-hmm. get those removed by a different contractor. Then when it comes time for payment, you only owe $2,500. That comes from your insurance company.
Okay, so they're not going to – your property is going to be cleared, and if you've got $5,000 and you've spent $2,000 or $3,000 already on outline buildings, you're not going to have to pay out of your own
pocket.
That's
correct. The key is with the opt-in, you don't pay out of your own pocket.
Okay.
It's only – if you have no insurance and you certify that you have no insurance, no cost.
Oh, okay.
So if you're uninsured, it gets cleaned.
Well, it has to be, and this is where FEMA comes in and those kind of things, right?
Right, and then that's where there is a 6.25% that the local agency has to come up with. So it's not free to the community; it's free to you. That makes sense?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But it comes out of our tax dollars.
It comes out of the tax dollars, and we'll probably push the state to give us an appropriation
sure.
to pay for it.
And frankly, if it comes down to where my tax dollars go, I would prefer them to go there as opposed to other places I see around here.
That's
a different show. Okay, here we're going to take a break here. Barry Tippins with us. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. If you have jewelry that's been damaged in the fire, it's dirty and all that, take it down to Four Winds Jewelry. They will clean it and repair minor repairs for free. That's right, for free. They've been in fires before. It's one of the only full-service jewelry stores in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Barry Tippins.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue in Reading, home of wonderful cars and SUVs at great prices. All new Kias come with a world-famous 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Exciting cars, performance cars, and sport utility vehicles that are built to last. We know this to be true. We own Kias, and we love them. Take a test drive in a new 2018 Kia Optima, 2018 Kia Niro, 2018 Kia Rio, 2018 Kia Soul, or a 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento. Lorenzo. Make a great deal and drive home happy. And if you're looking for affordable financing, Redding Kia is confident their wide-ranging resources and commitment to integrity will satisfy your needs and make you a customer for life. Redding Kia will do everything necessary to make your car buying experience the best you've ever had. So visit RedingKia.com, then come into Northern California's Kia headquarters. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue in Redding, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, RedingKia.com.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It is 52 going up to 86 today. It's a portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Been a sponsor with us since day one. In fact, even before that, when I was at another show at a different location. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. We're here with Barry Tippin, who is our Reading City Manager. We talked about the first half hour about the cleanup, opting in, opting out. If you have questions about that, please go to the website.
Come to the Building Permit Center.
Or come to the building, but it's all on the website, too.
Yeah, it is. Or you can go to the DROC, which is the Debris Removal Operations Center on Hilltop Drive at the bank in the back of the Bank of America by TJ Maxx.
Okay. Out where that's at. If you have any questions, because you have to opt in, excuse me, and opt out by the end of this month, by the 30th of September. If you opt in, certain things will happen. They'll clean up all your land. If you opt out, you got to have a plan about how you're going to do it. There are some people that are construction type guys. They've got all their own equipment. They got all the stuff cleared out already, but it still has to be inspected. Now, shifting totally into something else in the public safety. Francie Sullivan said that there's not going to be any changes in our public safety level because the people of Reading don't want to pass a sales tax. And that we, you know, can we use more police? Yes. You know, part of this is out of our hands, of course, you know, and how many people we can jail. And as the sheriff comes in tomorrow, from what I understand, they said that by the end of this year, we should have 100 more seats
yes.
in the bed, in the jail. We'll ask how that's going. Is Francie right?
Well, here's how I like to talk about it. So we've made a couple of pushes to deal with accountability mm-hmm. more directly. That would be with more law enforcement, with more jail bed spaces, with more attorneys that can prosecute, et cetera. That's what I would call the more direct accountability pathway. That requires more resources. That requires the sales tax to be approved or some other revenue-generating option to give us something that was real. The other path is the one that we're on right now, which is all other doors are open, and we need to be continuing to try to innovate. We've got to try to do new things, do more things that we may have not done in the past, like what the county's doing with the jail beds. They're mm-hmm. going to get the 103 beds. That's by adding new showers, double bunking. I think the county's also developing a plan for a low-barrier shelter that could provide some medical respite and some other access to services while also providing a place for people to be able to be taken to go
sleep.
Yeah,
I understand that they're talking about something that's going to be over toward the Good News Rescue Mission in that area that they can build up for 100 beds.
Yeah, I think they're looking
that's
anywhere.
That's what Kristen was talking about.
Yeah, I think they've looked right at the shelter. They look at Breslauer on county property.
So what they're saying is that then they can tell, the police can then say, you have a place to go to.
Yeah.
Move.
Yeah, that's the theory. Now we'll see what happens, you know, in courts and Supreme Court rulings and everything else. But, yeah, that's the theory today. But also to provide a place for people who are inebriated or on other substances that can be taken, and they have a medical respite there so they can be taken care of and get them off the street. And, you know, we started doing our sweeps. We hired an extra crew for cleanups to clean up camps. Quite frankly, doing this fire fuels management we talked about would clean out underbrush and probably make it also less desirable to hide in camp, you know, into those areas. And so
one of the things Dr. Randy Smith was doing, he said, if you go down and clear it out, people move.
Yeah, so I look at it this way. We need to continue to inch forward and to keep our eyes open, be looking side to side, find out what other people are doing, what's working, what's not working, and work across our entire community to find improvements. But those are going to be incremental. I mean, I think the reality is where we're at without an influx of additional resources, we're talking incremental improvements. And so those incremental improvements over time will probably help, and or if the state or federal government decides to get more active and more engaged in like heroin and opioid epidemic issues, that can help as well. So we're all hands on deck doing what we can with the resources we have to try to improve things. But it's going to be incremental.
Well, you're right. The state did weigh in. They passed the no bail law.
Yes.
That'll make things easier.
Yep. Exactly. So you know.
You know, what are they thinking? Are they, you know what, have they come up and just taken Trinity County's whole crop of marijuana and they're just smoking it? Are they, are they got IVs in it? Are they taking suppositories stuffed up their butts? I'm not sure what they think of when they pass stuff like this, when everybody, including Southern California, says, we're having some problems here, guys.
I assume that was all rhetorical.
Ah. Yes. Okay. Let's move right on from that, from suppositories up their butts.
Yeah. So what I would say, you know, is that, you know, some people look at the failure of the sales tax and say, you know, what's plan B? Well, that's plan B. I look at it differently. We got to continue to try to make improvements and incrementally change
forward.
And keep moving forward and look for those opportunities. And that's what we're doing. Roger Moore is doing an excellent job trying to do what he can do.
He's
with his 106 officers.
And that's 106 if everyone was full duty, which they aren't.
Which they aren't.
Because they get injured fighting crazy people out there.
We have a lot of injuries, yes.
It is. Okay. And then the transient, what we could hope for, and Rob Pelletti said this, and I'm sure that Pete Hansen said it before him, and I'm sure Roger Moore will say it, what we really need is a real cold, wet winter, which pushes people out of here and south.
Yeah, there's a migratory element to that. That's for sure.
Okay.
What we really need is more space to hold people accountable. You know, when we arrest people 38 times, that's just an example of the fact that we need places to hold individuals who break the law so they can be held accountable.
There's got to be a loophole someplace that says that we could build a temporary holding facility for people that doesn't have to meet all of the requirements for a jail or a prison. I mean, it just seems like there should be.
Well, there are.
And that way you could put up something that could hold 200 people. And so they get arrested. Oh, we're just going to hold you till trial. But with this new no bail thing, though, when that takes effect, which isn't, I don't think, till next year. But so we could just hold them until they get to trial.
Well, people who skip on warrants, we can hold, but we don't have the jail space to hold.
That's what I mean. That's where a temporary holding facility would be. You're not saying where they're, okay, the judge says, okay, here's your bail. And then they just have to stay there.
Yeah, instead when you hold them over a period of time, my understanding is when you hold them over like a week, then all those other things kick in.
Okay. We're here with Barry Tippin. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, talk to Sharon Clark and talk about how she can help your family during the times of crisis here. She knows what she's doing. She's very, very strong in the veterans community, also helping our veterans. But let her help you by giving you a free in-home consultation about what she can do to help you keep your loved ones right there at home. Give them a call, 226-8350, Home Helpers. We'll be right back.
a true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Beatles concert production. Join us Friday, October 5th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Paperback Writer. The Beatles Experience, live in the Event Center. Hear the hits from the Ed Sullivan Show through the colorful Sgt. Pepper's years. And on the rooftops of Let It Be, performed with spot-on vocals, looks, and sounds. Paperback Writer is guaranteed to bring audiences the most precise experience of the Beatles. Remarkably authentic, amazing vocals, a must-see show. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Paperback Writer, the Beatles Experience, in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, October 5th. A good time will be had by all. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Concerts are better. Paperback Writer at the River.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR Studios in downtown Reading at the epicenter of change right down here. 1326 Market Street. It's 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 18th of September. 52 degrees going up to 86 today. It's going to be kind of like this the rest of the week. Maybe slightly cloudy on Sunday, but everything's going to be pretty much this way. Air quality index is 127, so it's getting a little better. Not a lot, but a little better. It changes as the wind blows in around here. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shameless O'Leary's is bringing us this segment of the show, nestled in the heart of downtown at 1701 California Street. Reading's only true Irish pub, voted best in the North State every year since 2011. Tuesdays is Half Price Burgers Days, so you might want to head on down to Shameless O'Leary's Irish Pub today and Sunday, watch the NFL games while enjoying a delicious brunch served with mimosas and Bloody Marys. Seamus O'Leary's. I love reading this stuff. Hey, we're here with Barry Tippin, who is our city manager, has taken everything that's happened in his stride. And by the way, Barry, looks, you've had your arms around it the whole time. You know, it didn't look like you were kind of going in different circles like some people. The REU and Dan Beans, wow. Did they do a great job?
They did. Fantastic.
And, in fact, everybody, our firemen, our first responders, all our first responders did a great job. So I just want to give you a big thanks from our community. A lot of times you don't realize how hard you and your guys in the offices are working while they're out there fighting the fires, trying to get this. That fighting the fire was horrible, and they did a great job. But now this is going to be hard work getting us back.
Yeah, and one of the things I mentioned on one of my videos the other day was FEMA told us that our parks guys, mm-hmm. best they've ever seen in hazard tree removal, best they'd ever seen in terms of they brought an arborist, they took out the right trees, they chipped them, they piled them, they documented them. They said that they wish they could bottle our guys up and take them on the road for training.
Cool. Some of the people in here asking, why can't we get the city jail people to work out there cleaning brush? And the answer to that is, we do.
Yeah, we do. There's inmate release programs that we do utilize. As people might guess, those are all low-level offenders, and the state of California tends to let all the low-level offenders out of jail. So
you have to volunteer for this kind of stuff, too.
Yeah,
right?
You have to volunteer, and, we lower less numbers of lower-level offenders. It's become difficult for our guys to actually field a crew. Cal Fire said the same thing. Cal Fire has the inmates that come out and fight the fires. Those are been lower as well.
It just pisses me off. It just does. Okay, I don't want to release the murder suspect, which we have an abundance of right now,
yeah.
that are in there. And doesn't it just burn you that you've got these guys in there and girls that should be equal here that are just sitting there in jail. They could go out there and clear brush. But no, they sit in air conditioned cells. Watch TV occasionally.
Yeah. When they do, the Sugar Pine crews, who we usually use, and they come out and they do a good job, and they're happy to be there.
Because they're out.
Yeah.
And this is what they do.
Yeah.
And in some cases, it leads on to other jobs after that.
So we still do that. It's just not as easy now.
Okay. I got to get into the unfunded liabilities. We talked a little bit about it during the break. How much do we have in unfunded liabilities? I'm hearing anywhere from $303 million to more.
Yeah, the 300 is the proper term. Mm-hmm. People talk about being more. What they're looking at is the total amortized. So if you look at the way I look at tell people to look at it, it's like look at your mortgage. And you have a mortgage today. Let's say it's a 30-year mortgage. And if you paid it off today, it's much less than if you just paid payments for 30 years.
Right.
Because of interest. Same thing with this unfunded liability. If we paid it off today, that's what's the official actuarial unfunded liability. It's right around that number. Now, if you look at the full 30 years amortization, it's in the 500s.
Okay.
And that's interest.
So when we say 600 or 500 or 600, that's correct if we pay it off like you would your mortgage because you pay so much more.
Yeah, but that's today's dollars, right? So,
right.
It's just like a mortgage thing. So that's the unfunded liability.
But where are we with that? Are we okay?
Yeah, so right now.
Because I know we can't hire more police. We can't do any of these things. Because where we are, is our taxes going up at all? I mean, our income from taxes and all these other things, sales tax, is that going up?
Yeah. So right now, we started last year with a $25 million plus or minus deficit
mm-hmm.
due to unfunded liability. That's down to 9 through, negotiations, through increased revenues, through better returns at PERS, through actuarial assumptions that we've done better than what PERS normally assumes.
Mm-hmm.
So some of that stuff is out of our control. Some of it's in our control. And that's down to $9 million. So we're continuing to work on that. I have every confidence that we'll erase that with the caveat that the economy needs to stay
where it is.
It doesn't have to be exactly where it is, right? But it can't dip. The minute it starts dipping, our revenues drop. PERS, returns are less than 7%. That's when the difficulties will.
I thought they were always below 7%.
No, they were 13%. the other day. Okay. Or last year, and they were 11% this year or something like that.
But they were down to like 4% or 3% a couple years before that,
yes.
Which is what led to the problems.
So what led to the problems was really the losses they took over the Great Recession. You know, they had investments in land and property, and they took huge losses. And they didn't address those fast enough.
Okay, so you're saying as long as they're above 7%, we're going to be okay.
I'm saying as long as they're above 7%, which if you take that as a surrogate for how the economy is doing, we'll be fine. So the economy is everything. Stupid. Isn't that what they say? Isn't that what, what's his name said?
Bush,
yeah.
He said,
it's the economy, stupid.
Read my lips.
Yep.
Yeah, read my lips. It's the economy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he went for a tax raise. Let his fellow Republicans talk him into it, and he got thrown out of
office. Yeah, so the economy really is everything.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's talk about the economy. Let's talk about Stillwater and marijuana.
Maybe together, separate?
Maybe two separate thoughts, maybe together. Yeah. Panettone.
Yeah.
Panetti, that's a, isn't that a sandwich? Okay, the Panettone Group. What are you getting from this? Is they're just kind of like putting us on hold, or are they rethinking this?
Well, what they've told us is they're putting us on hold because they inked a big deal. And so we will touch basis with them at the turn of the year in January or December, find out where they're at. Meanwhile, we continue to try to work on selling, you know, lots and working with whoever wants to go there. But if they come around, finish up their other deal, come back, you know, I think that's a great opportunity for us.
Okay, but they're only going to buy it at market price.
Correct.
And we owe $20 million on it via the bond.
No, we owe six. Six and a half. We do not owe $20
million.
Look at the grand jury report.
Well, no. I'm just thinking about what Kristen said yesterday.
Well, we paid. So the general fund and bonds and everything else in total was about $23 million. There's EDA grants that were included in that. There was other monies that was included in that. The amount we owe on the bond is just over $6 million.
Okay.
But we did spend about $23 million of general fund.
Maybe that was it.
Revenues and all that on
that. Okay, so we spent $23 million. There's $6 million left. Okay. But we're still paying $600,000 a year?
Roughly, yes.
On that $6 million?
Yes.
All right. Okay, well, that sounds better than if it's $20 million and the fair market price is $6 million.
Yeah, fair market value is somewhere probably north of $14
million. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So that'll pay off everything if it goes through.
Yes.
Okay. What about marijuana? And now we've got our first store up and running, Synergy. It was just approved by the
Planning Commission
to put a growth facility.
Cultivator, yep.
Cultivator up. And a cultivator, I assume it means you put in 1,000 plants there or something.
You have 20,000 square feet or 22,000 square feet of area that you can build in. That's what the license is. And that's a state license requirement.
So, and we're going to have an election in November to say how much we should tax these people.
Well, we're going to have an election. We've put a sales tax measure on the ballot to see if we're going to tax it.
If we're going to tax it?
Well, the community has to decide. It's a community.
Well, I understand it, but right. is there like we are going to tax it, or is it we're going to tax it at?
Well, there's a range.
Oh, okay.
It starts. So what we did is we put a measure together that has a range for retail and cultivation. The reason for that is we want to make sure that we have the ability to maximize the revenue from that industry. So we'll start a little lower, and then we can creep it up if we see that we are able to do and still maintain the business.
Okay. Yeah, if we go too heavy, they're not going to.
Yeah, if we go too heavy, we won't have the industry.
Okay. It's going to be interesting. I would love to be able to see a cultivation warehouse because I know it's going to look like NASA in there.
Oh, it does.
The one they have out there at Shasta Lake?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it's just going to get more technologically advanced, too, because, you know, as they've moved into the legal realm with OSHA requirements and, you know, everything that every other business has to
everybody else
to,
has,
they'll start innovating.
What about the how much money, quickly in the last minute, before we're looking at, like you said, something like close, maybe because we have no idea, to like around $1 million?
Yeah, our best guess is somewhere between 600 and a million.
Does that include these big cultivation facilities too, or is that just the stores?
That's everything.
Okay. It'd be interesting to see what's going to happen with this. I'm still not crazy about it, but You don't really care. So
council voted for it.
I know. Barry, thanks a lot for coming by
today. Yeah, anytime.
And you know what? I realize, you know, people need to come back and reference this because you've made it very clear things that have to happen by certain dates. So if you're just, you know, checking in, happy birthday, Carolyn, but also that you've got till September 30th to opt in or opt out, and it's got to be in writing. And you've got, if you're opting out, you got to have plans on how to clear that property. And if you don't do either one, they're going to come in and clear it anyway for you, but then you're going to get charged for it.
Yeah, and like we said, there's a dashboard on our website, and over in the county and the city combined, over 760 have actually opted in.
Out of 1,200. That's great. Okay, Barry, thank you so much. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have the sheriff on, and we're going to talk about these new beds. Supposedly we're going to be getting by the end of the year, 100 beds. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew opens 7 days.